That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Not disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro. Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
Today I become number one.
More questions.
How can we, Mike?
We can't.
How can we?
We're friends. That automatically prevents us from being lovers. Oh, this song.
Is this an original?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. It's so fucking good. How can we make love if we can't make amends?
That's a good question. Solid question, Michael.
Good question, Michael Bolton.
Solid question, Mr. Bolton. Sir Bolton, if you will.
Sir, we've knighted him. Sir Bolton.
That would be a phenomenal, like, if they actually knighted him, that would be a great knight's name.
Sir Michael Bolton?
Sir Bolton.
Sir Bolton.
Sir Bolton of, I don't know, where is he from, Connecticut or some shit? Where is he?
Sir Bolton of Lightning.
That's just silly, Michael.
I know, that's why I said it.
All right. Thank you for checking out the podcast. I'm actually happy. I took so long just to download all that Michael Bolton greatness.
And then now you're just using it. You should make that like your every different ringtone for every person who calls you. Yeah, that
so
on
that's
heavy
a great
rotation.
Question, though. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Like, I don't even understand.
All right, well, this brings up the ultimate question. Can men and women be just friends? Or does
well,
sex
I don't
get
understand by I really never understood what I meant by when they say just men.
Just friends, you mean?
Yeah, because we could be friends. Just because I think just because I thought about banging you doesn't mean we're not friends.
Right.
I don't mean women. I mean you specifically, Mike.
Me?
So I just that's not.
You're being honest with your feelings, and that's the first step, man.
But that's you know, whenever people said that, I was always like, well, just because a guy thinks about banging a girl doesn't mean that we can't just be friends. There's been plenty of women that I've in my life that I've thought about at one point or another thought about having sex with.
You of know, course.
And then be like, man, she's hot or she looks cute today. I would love for her to blow me.
Yeah.
But I never act upon it and I'm never less of a friend or a different kind of friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
let's be realistic. How many guys have we not thought about that before? You know, you go, hey, man, he looks good in that jersey. That's.
You're good. You just came back from San Francisco. I don't know what they did to you over there, but you're just.
They freed me up, Michael.
I'm telling you, you need to address this.
Woo!
You already do the party all the time
gay.
Dance.
It is extremely really? Gay in San Francisco. Like I did not know it was going to be like I thought that's very very stereotypical and very hacky. Like San Francisco, there's a lot of gay people. Yeah. No,
there's a reason why that's
there's
the stereotype.
There's a reason why there's a stereotype. There's a reason why Eddie Murphy talked about it in one of his specials. Like
really,
that fucking city is like there's so I tweeted about it. I said the first night that I was there, my wife was jet lagged, and so she slept. Like the first night that we got there, she slept.
Yeah.
And I went out and walked around, and San Francisco is very much a New York City type of city where you don't need a car.
Right. That's what I've heard.
And I didn't know this.
My friend lived.
So I rented a car like an idiot and paid so much money, not in the rental, but in the parking.
Yeah, that's where.
And it's not like LA, where LA you need a car. Like
no,
Miami,
LA you need a car.
Miami you need a car. You don't need a car in New York City. You don't need a car in San Francisco. But it is gay as shit. Like it is fucking gay. Like you just walk around and be like, wow, that's a lot of homosexual men here. This is, and I tweeted about it. I said, San Francisco has a very New York City feel to it, and I love New York City. And I said, I love it, except it's cleaner, gayer, and a lot more Asian.
It's the cleaner, gayer, Asian, yeah, New York City.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it substitutes.
They should put that on the travel brochure.
Every Puerto Rican that you see, or Dominican that you see in New York City is Asian in San Francisco.
Wow.
And
it's like bizarro New York.
Yeah, it's exactly it. and it's clean. It's fucking beautiful. It's stunning. I loved it. I had a great time. But yeah, no, you're not lying, bro.
Instagram crazy over there.
Well, yeah, man, it's
vacation.
One is vacation, and two, there was a lot of stuff to actually take pictures of. It's not like I was just taking look at this plant.
Yeah.
Which another thing, they smoke weed like it is going out of style there, bro. I don't know if they know.
Were
this.
You tempted?
No, at all. Like, I've never been tempted. I've never done a drug in my life, and I'm not, saying, look at me, I'm better than anybody else. I'm saying, I've never been tempted. It's never interested me.
It's never been a thing for you.
Never. The only drug I ever got once tempted with was ecstasy, and that was when I was in high school.
Right.
And that's when ecstasy was a huge big deal.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know if it was new, but it was new for us here in Miami.
Right.
I never heard of it until then. And it was my senior year in high school, and that's the only drug I've ever been tempted to. I wasn't even tempted. It was one of those things where I was curious. I wonder what that's like, type of deal. But it never went beyond that. But weed, ugh. I just see everybody. I know all my friends who smoke weed, and I go, ugh.
Weed's great.
No,
I liked it. I don't. That's the thing, is that I can speak honestly, because I haven't smoked weed in 10 years. I remember it fondly. But
the only person who's ever gotten me to think about weed in a positive way is Irene Morales.
Yeah?
Where she goes, because her and I, big time foodies. We like food a lot. We talk about
When
we get together, we talk about food all the time. And she told me, she said, Neri, I will tell you this. And she did weed briefly, for a summer. And she goes, I will tell you this. Food is so much better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, better? And she's like, you don't understand how much better it is. And that's the only one. And she goes, sex was fucking better.
Yeah, I was just about
to
say that.
She goes, sex was so much better, but sex on its own could be great, and food on its own could be great, but sex on weed is better, but the food, she was emphasizing on the food. So that's what made me go, that's the only time I go, better than,
well,
food is better.
Food.
I've never heard about that. I had always heard
that you get the munchies.
But nobody ever said, you get the munchies and food is so much better.
There's a reason you get the munchies. It's you're really hungry, but then you end up eating a lot of crap. You end up eating I went through an entire box of Cheez-Its, and in my mind, I'm like, these are the best fucking Cheez-Its that have ever existed on this planet. These Cheez-Its are different from other Cheez-Its. You know, I've had Cheez-Its before.
Clearly.
But I can only imagine getting stoned and now going to a nice Italian restaurant and eating really good pasta, or going to have a badass steak at Prime 112 or Smith & Walensky or one of these places. High. Because that would be fucking amazing.
Well, that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. You're going to be ordering shit let me have this $87 porterhouse.
Yeah.
It must be delicious.
I'm only ordering this because I'm high as fuck right now. Otherwise, I would be making better decisions.
And money is not an issue, sir.
And then Sober Mike later on is like, no, money is an issue.
Sober Mike is like, hey, did you know that steak cost $87 last night?
Hi Mike is talking to Sober Mike and is like, bro, we had the best steak last night. Oh my God. That shit was $87. Wait. How much was it? Bro, it was so good, man. It was amazing. No. You're not. I'm not.
Wait.
Okay, I don't care how good it was. How much was this? How much was this fucking steak, Stoner
what
Mike?
What did you do to us?
What did you do to us?
God, just love
bro, it sounded like a good idea at the time, man.
Dude, trust me, bro. If you would have been there, you would have been with
but
me.
But I wasn't there because you were there. I said you. Why were you?
You were the representative. You should have understood this better. What the fuck?
That's it. I'm in charge of the money and weed consumption. No, man. No, that's not cool, bro.
Trust me, bro. Trust me. It was so worth it. No, you don't understand, man.
But yeah, and bro, sex was way better.
This is how you blow a fucking pothead's mind, right? They were like, dude, it was so good, man. It was so delicious, dude. Trust me, dude. You want it, you trust me. And then this is how you blow the mind. You go, you know how much weed $87 could have bought? Oh, fuck man. Bro. Dude, I'm so sorry, bro.
Yeah. We could have both got high for $87. I would have been sober Stone Mike. We would have combined forces.
It would have been fun.
Like Station.
So San Francisco was really fun.
How we bring it back.
It was, man. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And everybody kept asking me because I had been to LA just recently.
Yeah.
So everybody kept asking me to go, which one do you like better? And I'm telling you, like, I love New York City. And every time I go to New York City, just like Chicago, I always say this, like, those are the two cities, New York and Chicago, that every time I go to visit, I feel like calling home and be like, hey, just mail me my shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, like, I gotta fucking move here.
Yeah.
And San Francisco is very much like New York, except it's cleaner, and we've talked about, like we just said. But I loved LA more, man.
Really? Yeah. LA was more.
And I'm in the minority here. Like, most people won't say that. Most people would be like, nah. Like, I'm a Niner fan.
Yeah.
I got to buy a fucking Niner jacket because it was cold up there. And I got to buy a Niner jacket that, again, this goes with the Stoner Nary. Like, I was like, how much has he been?
Yeah.
How much did you spend on that jacket?
Vacationary comes dude, back. Hey. Like, yo, check out this cool jacket we got. Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. That's nice.
How much was that? Where'd you get that at? The Nike store. Oh, what? Nike store's kind of expensive.
I mean, I'm sure it was on sale.
It was on clearance or something? Damn. No. It was a brand new item that just came out. They just debuted the item.
And you paid? Did you steal this? Like, you stole it from the store, right?
Tell me you stole it, please.
Tell me you shoplifted.
I'll get
defense attorney Mike to come over here and settle the case.
It was, dude, San Francisco, they're not fucking around when they say it. Everything you hear about San Francisco is absolutely fucking true.
Did you do any comedy out there?
No.
Oh.
I had a chance to, and I didn't answer my phone because I was on silent. And then
I really didn't
look at my phone. But everything that you heard about San Francisco is correct. Everything. It's gay. It's Asian. It's clean. It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, that I heard.
Expensive. And when we did the tours, we learned that it's the third most expensive city
to live
in the country. And it's also the third highest paying city in the country. So it all evens out. So
it's supposed to even out. Yeah.
So if you live there, it all evens out. However, if you don't live there and you're going to visit there, you better be visiting from number one and two most expensive cities because this motherfucker is going to break you, son. Dude, it's $35 for parking a day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's more than even in like the beach.
Yeah. That's more than fucking LA. LA was 29.
Parking at the hotel?
Yeah, at the hotel was $35.
Oh,
plus, they charge you a $4.90 tax. So you're actually paying $39.50.
Holy shit.
Or $39.90, whatever the fuck it was. So you're paying $40. You can find garages for like $20, $25 a day. But there's no in and out, meaning that once you leave, you got to pay to come back, whatever.
I've had dates like that.
Boom. We'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen.
Bam.
We'll
I'm not going to fight my punniness anymore.
Dude. I saw another. I was watching another one of those cop shows where I was like, "Oh, yes." Anyway, so then, expensive as fuck, beyond expensive, and it would. I mean,
and you did all the touristy shit.
I did all. The so, I mean, you guys shit. Went all. I, did, out. I went to Alcatraz. One of my favorite things to do was Alcatraz.
Really? Were you doing your Sean Connery voice the whole fucking time?
Well, I did it. I did it like three times. I'm like, welcome to the Rock.
Welcome to the Rock.
I did it like three times. It was great. It was fun. For me, my wife pretty much hated it after, you know, the first time.
Because you kept calling her Godspell. Godspeed, Godspeed, Godspell.
Godspeed. Godspeed.
Godspell.
Godspeed, Godspell.
Now you just had to give a routine.
I told myself that I would never die in this rock. Not about to break that promise now.
That's your Sean Connery. Just put a retainer in.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, I am the last one. Like, it's just like it's all you have to do. Like, those are the two lines. Like, I could do I am the last one and welcome to the rock in a Sean Connery esque. Like, it's very similar.
It's
close.
Okay. It's okay.
It's good. It's not horrible. That's it. That's the only impressions I could do on the planet.
Well, I'm sure you'll think twice when you listen to this later.
I know. But you know what? I've had people go, hey, that's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So I've had people tell me that. So I'm like, all right. I've had people always tell me that my singing was horrible. I always thought everybody was crazy.
Yeah.
Until I heard myself on a
these
podcast.
People, they can't hear. When it's not, it resonates in my skull, yeah. It sounds way better than...
Clearly, they don't have any taste. And like, you know, it's funny because about the singing thing, even though I've always known that I can't sing because everybody's always told me that, I've known I can't sing. I just didn't know how... bad. Yeah, like, I could not sing.
You just thought, oh, I just can't. I'm maybe missing them.
No, I just thought it was bad. Not, oh my God, cats are really, yeah. Like, they're really bad.
Something I must
bad
be singing
happening.
So well the dogs are joining in.
it's
so good. They're inspired.
It's a family type of atmosphere.
They're joining me.
So it's really expensive. We did the Redwoods. We went to the Redwoods.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was awesome.
I that was actually looked really
I would have
cool.
liked to spend... Here's the thing about the tour. I will tell you guys this. If you go to San Francisco, I as much as I enjoyed the tours and it was very informational and I love all that kind of like, hey, third highest growth, I would say there's certain things that for me, I wish I would have, because I bought the tickets in advance, I wish what? I would have done on my own, not the tour. I wish I would have done the Redwoods
right.
on my own.
So you didn't feel like forced to follow these people around?
Well, it wasn't about following them. It was about like once you get to the woods, they go, okay, be back here in an hour and a half. So you have an hour and a half to look at the fucking Redwoods. And you go, hey, I kind of want to take more time.
Yeah, you want
to
soak it all in.
I wanted to fucking go and do an actual hike, but I didn't have enough time. And I'm like, and you always have that in the back of your mind, like, hey, you got to be back.
And we all know about your newfound love for hiking.
Yeah, I really do. I'm like, I was like, yeah, so interested. I bought fucking shoes for it this trip. I was like, I'm going to go to the mountains in San Francisco and go hiking. And I couldn't even get to that because...
Wow.
So trust me, bro. You do enough hiking... Just walking the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Those fucking hills ain't joking, dude.
Yeah.
They are not. My knee was swollen as if I was hiking a mountain. Like by the end of the first. And I would say the first night, it was kind of like, oh, okay, this is kind of, you know, but I already walked for like maybe an hour. But the next day, I was like, yo, I got to go buy a knee brace. Like, I forgot my knee brace at home.
Oh, yeah. Like one of those wraps?
Yeah. One of the compression sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go buy one now. Like, this is one of those. Like,
yeah.
It's going to fucking hurt me. I have four more days here. It's going to hurt. And, yeah, man. So we didn't get to hike. I didn't get to hike the woods, which I wanted to.
Right.
And then in Alcatraz, you get there and they go, look, there's ferries leaving every half hour. The last one during the day, we got there at 2 o'clock. The last one during the day leaves at 4:10 or something like that. The next one that night leaves at 7:30.
So you stayed till nighttime?
No, I can't. That's the thing that I'm like, I needed two more hours to feel content with being on Alcatraz.
Like you could have stayed longer.
I could have stayed longer, but
gone on your own?
Had I gone on my own, I would have just gone earlier instead of the 1:55. I would have just gone earlier. But here's the thing: like you can't. Like, if I would have left at 4, if I left at 4:10, so I did 2 hours, right?
Right?
I needed another 2 hours. But the thing is, it wasn't another 2 hours. There's another 3 hours. I'm not going to fucking spend 5 hours. Like, that's not...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's either too little
spend
or too much.
Entire day.
So those are my two regrets. I wish I would have spent more time in each, the Redwoods and Alcatraz is interesting as
fuck. Yeah, I've always wanted... Man, look, I've always wanted to go. I'm that guy that, like, I wish I could pitch a Travel Channel show... Just to be able to do the cool shit that's on there. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I've not really, not to be on television. Like, if someone paid me to go travel around, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think everybody would.
Yeah, right. I mean,
if somebody paid you to travel, I mean.
But in the United States, I mean, like, I don't, like, there's so much cool shit in the United States that I want to see and do and all that stuff that I would, like, all these people are like, oh, I want to go to to Europe. And
I had the
Riviera.
History Channel. The History Channel has an app.
Yeah.
That wherever you are, it tells you the areas.
All the cool shit.
All the cool shit that's happened around where you are.
Needless to say, we're nerds a lot.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to that shit. Like
I love, but history is my favorite subject.
Yeah,
in school
I love history.
But it was a great time. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
expensive as fuck. Like
yeah.
It broke me, dude. Like, I was like, I had saved up money, and I was like, it just fucking broke me.
Got down to the wire. Huh?
Yeah, I was like already looking at my bank statement, going like, who can I call to wire me some money? Like
yeah.
It was gonna be
like
one more day, it would have like just done.
Wow,
would have been done. And that's not the hotel was already paid for. The flight was already paid for when I got there.
God,
thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was expensive, man. And I don't like it.
It was worth it.
It was,
and it was for your anniversary, right?
No, it was just a Christmas gift that I got my wife.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. But it was like for you and your wife.
She was taking care of the kid all year long just by herself. So that's pretty much
all. Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember it being something for your wife and things like that.
Yeah. So
that's
there you
cool.
go.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would have got head out of it, but apparently not.
Really? No. Oh, come on. Sorry.
She's right out there, bro. Fucking, you know, take your case up with her. She doesn't.
That's like, come.
I know. And it was one of those things where it was like part, like it was a catch 22. Like, yeah, I'm in San Francisco, so this is a nice gesture. So I think you should blow me. But it was.
Did you say that?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I was like.
No, Mike, when you're married, you don't beat around the bush. There's no more playing games.
I didn't realize.
We're being honest. If you wanted honesty, we're giving you honesty.
Like you're in the hotel, you're like, this is a nice hotel. Blow me for it.
I took it in Napa, and we were like.
I know you did the wine.
We did the wine thing.
Even getting her drunk?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like an hour and a half, 2 hours out of the city. So, and plus, when we stopped to eat. So she was drunk.
Taxi
there.
Cab confessions,
she was she was drunk there. No, we drove. I rented a car, motherfucker. That's the one
road
time
head,
I can
come on.
So she wasn't. No. She sobered up by the time we got back to the hotel.
No. That just makes her sleepy.
We did so many things, like activities throughout the day, that by the time we got back to the hotel, we were both really tired.
Yeah.
At one point, I was just like,
too tired to get a blowjob?
No, not for me. To get it, no. To give it. Like, if you would have told me, hey, go down, I'm like, not right now. I'm tired. Like, at one point, Mike, I'm telling you, I'm probably telling you too much. I'm talking too much on the podcast. But at one point, I was just like, look, we have to have sex because I can't come to a fucking city and not have sex.
Yeah,
we're
on vacation.
Yeah, we're on vacation. But we were like, we did not spend any time in the hotel room at all. Like, we left the hotel room 9:30 in the morning. There are times where we left the hotel like at 8 in the morning and we didn't come back until like 9:30 at night. Like we spend no time. And then you get there, you get back to the hotel room, you're like, I'm fucking tired because you do a lot of walking. It's all walking.
Yeah.
And you get there and you go, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah,
dude.
That's why
and
you have
we
sex
going to
in the morning.
We were going to sleep at 10. No, she's not a morning.
Morning sex.
But I'm telling you, like, it got to a point where we were going to sleep like at 10:30 at night. And felt like old guy, like we felt like an old couple, like, why are we going to sleep at 10:30? But it's because we spent 12 hours of physical, like actual doing shit.
Because you have to plan, sometimes you have to plan downtime into a vacation, otherwise you feel obsessed to do everything.
Yeah. And that's how we were. We did everything.
It is a catch 22 because you did a lot of cool shit, man. I was looking at that. And I was like, holy fuck, that's great. I wanted the Redwoods thing was cool as shit, all that stuff. And then, you did a lot of stuff, but then this part of it kicks in where you're like, man, now I'm fucking tired from my vacation.
Yeah.
You didn't plan any downtime.
Yeah. You didn't plan
a blowjob area in the schedule.
A block in the schedule. Like
a block in the schedule.
This 25-minute block right here. That's
what you do is you do it in like an Outlook or one of the calendar programs, and then you send her an invite to accept the invitation to blowjob time.
She will accept it.
To blowjob time. You just keep sending it until she fucking accepts it.
I get her phone. I should have got her phone and accepted it for her.
No, you just keep sending it.
No, I accepted it for her. And then her phone was writing like, blowjob time? What? I didn't. What?
Oh, look. You must have agreed to it. You agreed to it.
Inception. But it was a great time, and my favorite
part
of the cruise.
You know, I'm Matt. Wife, you should. That's something that should have been on you,
dude. I got her when I proposed to her, and I got her the engagement ring. That was on stage for a while. Like you would think, I got her a fucking diamond ring. I proposed to her in a very romantic way. Her family was there. It was great, wonderful. But people were in tears. People that didn't know me when they saw the video, they were fucking in tears, and I didn't get ahead from that. I never got engagement ring head. Never.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. Telling you, she's horrible. She's horrible. And she's
so
listening
bad.
To this. She's listening to this and she's rolling her eyes and blah, 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 blah. And yes, I love you and I adore you and you are my soulmate. But I just wish that my soul could get drained a little bit more sometimes and just blow me.
Yeah, she
keeps telling me, like, oh, I feel like we were in during the trip. She's like, I feel bad because she hasn't been working for a year. She's like, I feel bad that I don't have money to get you a nice gift like you're getting me. And I'm like, honey, just blow me. And she was like, oh, you're so stupid. I'm like, I'm not being.
That's not
fucking,
a joke.
I'm not. This is not a joke. Like, this look.
The look on your face.
It's like,
I wish.
You know why? It's because
I
my
wish.
Personality. My personality all my life, even before I became a comedian, my personality was that of never take anything I say serious. Like, I would say stuff and people would always assume that I'm joking.
I get that
I would have day jobs where I'd be like, damn, girl, you look good as fuck. Well, we should hook up. And be like, ah, you're such a kidder. And I'm like, I'm not.
That's what? That wasn't.
Okay. I mean.
I was kidding.
Yeah, I was kidding. That's, as long as I don't get fired, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get fired. Yeah. Fuck it, whatever.
Kidding.
And so for a lot of. That's just my personality before I became a comic, before I started doing stand up. Now that I do stand up, it's even tenfold that, where it's like, this guy, what a comedian. I'm like, I'm not fucking. I've had a conversation with friends where I go, hey, I'm being serious right now. Like,
there's
no joking.
I've had to pull it to. I'm like, hey, I'm being very honest with you right now. Seriously, such and such.
There's no joking.
And even then, people are like, well, yeah, all right.
Are you sure? There's no joking. I'm being honest. And I tell them, I'm smiling because I don't want to fucking be a dick about it.
Right.
But I want a blowjob.
Yeah. Like,
just stop it. Like, look at me. I want a blowjob. Like, it's one of those things.
This is not a joke.
Yeah, this is not a joke. Like
this is a test of the emergency. Yeah. This is not a test.
Yeah, this is not a test.
This is not a drill.
And me saying this is not a joke either.
Yeah, so it's like,
not
you like have
I'm
to,
saying this.
Like, you have to go two layers deep into the inception. Like,
this is not a joke.
It's a dream within a dream.
Fucking blow me. This is not a joke.
Just do it.
Yeah, so you go two levels and you say, hey, one fucking head. So it was a fun trip. The trip started really fun for me, really when I got, even before I even got there, because it was a long flight. And luckily we had one of those like TV in the back seat,
right in the headrest.
And you could pay to watch movies now, whatever. And I saw Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
What? Right? Didn't I tell you?
It was so much fun.
I saw that with your friend, actually. And
my friend.
Yeah. Jesus girl.
Sunshine?
No. No, the other friend.
My other friend.
The other friend.
She really did text us during like San Fran because she had gone.
Yeah.
And her and my wife were going back and forth. I'm like, are you texting her? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. She's like, what? She's texting me. And yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I text her too. That's fine.
Okay.
I went with your other friend.
Okay.
I don't know if we're saying your name.
All right, we should get out.
We should probably get that out. Whatever. And we went to go see that. And
Jesus girl, why did you call it Jesus?
She's Jesus girl.
Okay, is that what we were calling her before? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Time.
but she went. We went to go see that movie, and she's apparently a very afraid of, like, she doesn't like scary movies.
Yeah.
But even she liked.
Yeah, because it's vampires. A couple of scary scenes.
There were some intense like moments, but the scene, the action, I got me. Like the action, I really enjoyed it, man.
It was really fucking good. So I liked that one a lot.
It was fun as shit, and people were hating on it. And I'm like, how can you hate on a vampire slaying Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah, people were hating on the premise. I thought the premise when I saw the poster originally before the previews, I was like, yeah, that seems like a cool idea. Like I was into it. People started making fun of it. I always wanted to see it. I just never got a chance to see it. I mean, we had talked about
going to.
But it was fucking great. I thought it was really fun, a lot of fun. And then I saw another movie that a lot of people hated on that got a lot of like reviews,
right?
Which was the Bourne Legacy,
right?
I thought it was fucking awesome.
I thought it was great for the half a movie it was.
And maybe I don't think it was a half a movie, man. I thought it was great.
It had a lot of cool shit. Some of it was slow parts, and there was a lot of explanation. And
Here's the thing. I've talked about this before. I've never seen any Bourne movie. The first Bourne movie that I saw when it first came out, the first Bourne movie, I told you, I sat in the very first row,
and you hated it,
and I couldn't.
You couldn't
because there was so much action going on, and there were so many like cutscenes, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I got so lost in that. And then I remember we talked about this on the podcast before where they had the chase scene.
Yeah.
And I go, what's going on? I don't know anything. I
just see like flashes.
Like, so it's a blue flash, white flash, blue flash. And it was just, I did not know what the fuck was going on. And it was really bad. And then part two, I think it was something very similar. I don't think I ever even saw part three. I think I saw bits and pieces of part
three.
But I never got into any of them. Because I'm like, the fight scenes are clearly cool and awesome, but I never like got into.
Yeah, I mean, So I mean, it's hard to because the first one and the second one, even like the first one was great. I love the first Bourne Identity movie. Then the Bourne Supremacy had the same problem as this one. You know where it's going. Yeah, the second one had the Bourne Supremacy has the same problem as this one, where it ends before it finishes. You know what I mean? Like, it ends before the story's done.
Well, no, it ends where there's going to be another part.
Right.
It's not ending before the story finishes. I mean, that's kind of...
It's kind of a cop-out. That's like the...
It's like a prequel before a prequel.
Yeah, yeah. A what?
A prequel before a prequel.
Like, yeah, there's too much.
You're doing a story. You're setting up the story. It's like saying, you know what it was? It was very much that's the same type of formula that Russell Crowe's Robin Hood had.
I never saw that one.
Dude, I thought the movie was fucking awesome. The problem with that people had with that is that it's not the Robin Hood story that everybody knows.
It leads up to the Robin Hood. It
leads up to, at the very end, now they've set the table for the Robin Hood that everybody knows.
Right.
And that's what everybody fucking hated. And I'm like, I thought it was awesome. It was a unique
take. I don't mind that.
But that's the same thing you're saying about the Bourne thing.
No, it's setting it up. I'm saying it like,
okay.
Say,
okay, now here's
look Bourne. At, all right, so if you look at the Avengers, the right. first one.
Now you're comparing it to, that's a pretty big.
But what I'm saying is that they were able to tell multiple stories, but each one of the Iron Man movies and stuff were self-contained movies of a bigger theme. The movie itself, The Bourne Legacy, could have been its own thing. And they could have added certain plot elements. That's what I'm saying. It's like a cop-out to say that there's something else coming.
I thought it was great because I thought it incorporated the other Bourne movies, which I wasn't
the
biggest fan of. Not that I disliked them. I never saw them in the right element.
I like Jeremy Renner. I like the fact
that they kept bringing up Jason Bourne. And I thought that was great. And
Look, I'm not saying I didn't like the movie. I loved it. And then when it ended,
You know how much I liked it? I saw, because it was a long flight, but it wasn't that long of a flight. So I saw Abraham Lincoln. And then I saw The Bourne Legacy, and I got halfway through it. And then on the flight back, I bought The Bourne Legacy again. And just to see the other half. And I fast-forwarded just to see the second half, and it was that fucking good. I liked the movie a lot. I didn't go in there because I'm not a huge fan of the original three with
Matt Damon. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the structure of it, like from a writing standpoint.
You know, the funny thing is, you have the same. You have a problem with this movie, but you don't have a problem with the
Matrix Reloaded.
No, forget that. That's garbage. But you don't have a problem with the Bond movies. That's what the fucking problem with the Bond movies is. That it ends when it finishes. It starts when it finishes when it starts. And you go, wait, okay, oh wait, hold on. Okay, so now it's Bond. So now it's the Bond that we know.
Right.
What you know? How come you don't have a problem with that?
Well, because each one of the Bond, like the Quantum of Solace and all this, it starts off.
Well, Quantum of Solace. Apparently, I read an article on the new Bond.
Yeah.
After I've already seen it, Skyfall, and they were talking about like everybody acknowledges that that Quantum of Solace sucked, and it was they try to kind of
it needs to be better.
No, they kind of blamed it on the writer's strike at the time. They're like, but we had a half script and we did the plot.
Everybody, anything bad around that time can be swept under the rug of writer's strike. But what I'm saying is that each one of those movies was its own thing. Each Bond movie is its own story on a bigger theme. But that's a perfect example.
The last couple movies weren't. The last couple movies were.
They continue on, but
that shit was awful. By the way, that's the worst idea ever for a Bond. Like, hey, remember that movie that you saw 3 years ago? I hope you saw it again because we're gonna continue the story as if it was what?
Yeah, like you needed. There's details. There's too many details. But the fact that they're like all the previous Bond movies are self-contained, like. You know, Die Another Day is its own movie.
I'm talking about the new Bond movies are very much of that. At the end of the movie, especially Skyfall, if you watch it.
I haven't seen
Skyfall. When you watch it, I like that movie a lot. In fact, the more I thought about that movie, the more I thought about it since I've seen it, the more I like it.
Yeah.
I just need more gadgets, but we've talked about that.
Yeah.
But especially the Skyfall is very much that at the end of the movie, it's kind of set up the table like, and now here's the Bond.
And now here we go.
Yeah, and I'm
which explains the lack of gadgets. But I know.
I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to be a dick. I don't want to ruin it. But there's a part of the movie where Q gives him his gun and his whatever and his he goes, oh, is that it? Like he's waiting for. He literally asks him for more gadgets. He's like, is that it? And he goes, what were you expecting? An exploding pen? Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Oh, I see.
So it's not like a tongue-in-cheek, like, hey, wink at the camera.
It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like
for asking. For
how dare you?
It's like, ask for a staple. Is that all I get? It's like, what the fuck do you want from us?
Yeah, What are you, exploding pants?
We gave you a gun. You have a gun.
Yeah, use the bullets.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, what do you want? You want magic bullets? Yeah, no, just shoot the fucking guys. What do you want?
Yeah.
What, a laser pen? What
you
the
want,
fuck
you want a laser pen? How about you get close enough distance that you can shoot them with a fucking gun?
Yeah. Yeah, shoot them with a gun. But right. But yeah, so Born Legacy was good. I just feel that there's more coming. And then I'll watch them together. And
I like the Born Legacy a lot. I'm going to buy the Born Legacy on Blu-ray. Yeah. Like,
it was good. The action was great. It's just, I'm telling you, that's all I...
So good,
it was so good that when it ended, I was like, oh...
Yeah, but it was like a 2-hour movie, though. So it's not like, hey, I could go for another 45 minutes. Like, you're not going to do an action movie for 2 hours or 45 minutes. Like, that's fucking crazy.
I guess I just didn't like the way they wrapped it up.
Like, but it's not wrapped
that's
up.
That's what I mean. But as a movie, it should be.
You need a cute little bow.
If you're gonna sell me a movie ticket, it needs to be contained. It's not like The Walking Dead or Lost or one of those things where it's a TV series that can keep going. This is a fucking movie. I came here for the one movie experience that needs to stand on its own. Not
it does that. I think it does. I don't know. We're going to disagree, but
but that's kind of my.
So
point.
That was the first movie on the way back that I finished watching was The Bourne Legacy, and then I watched another movie, and the name of the movie is The Campaign, with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. Now, have you seen this movie?
Yes, I have.
I thought this movie was fucking hilarious.
There were parts of it where I was dying.
Pissing my fucking, I was like, this is, and then my wife, I watched it like half an hour into it, and my wife is next to me, in the plane next to me, and I'm like, dude, you should watch this movie, because she kept looking at me, because I was laughing out loud, and I'm no, you need to watch this movie, because then you can't stop looking at me with that fucking face, like I'm an idiot for laughing out loud on the plane.
Right.
If you watch this movie, you would understand, and she was like, well, you're going to pay for it? So I paid for the movie for her. Sure enough, she was fucking laughing out loud.
Yeah, there were parts of it.
I thought the movie was fucking great all the way through. Like, there wasn't a part that I was, there wasn't one gag that I was like, oh, this is not working. It's so fucking.
Like, it really does get out there when he punches the baby, which is in the trailer.
That's fucking funny, yo.
It was so crazy.
But, like, that's one of those things, like, those two parts, the baby and the dog, were one of those things where you go, they have gone so far.
Yeah. That's what out I would of the give door. That movie. Yeah. Don't go there expecting for like this amazing story.
But you're watching a Will Ferrell movie. That's so if you're watching any Will Ferrell movie expecting a great story, shame on you.
Actually, I really enjoyed the story of the Ricky Bobby. The story of that.
That's the problem with that movie, that it has too much story. I'm like, give me more fucking gags, please. Like, I really think that. I think Talladega Nights, as we said this before, underrated movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets the amount of love as a comedy that it should.
Right.
Definitely funnier than Old School, in my opinion. Definitely funnier than Wedding Crashers. I think Talladega Nights is an extremely funny movie that doesn't get the credit it deserves. However, I think part of the reason is because there's so much story that you go, all right, just show us more fucking gags. It's a Will Ferrell comedy.
But I still think that kind of is why I like it, because the gags are part of the story.
Yeah, no, and I think, and just like the campaign, I am very angry at myself for not watching this movie with my friends in the movie theater.
This
is one of those, like, we should have watched this movie
together. Everyone should have watched it too.
We should have watched it together.
I think people were turned off by the fact that it was coming out in the election year, and then it was like,
I don't know why. I just didn't. Dude, I'm telling you, if they would have had more movies on the plane that I had not seen yet, I would have watched those. But this is kind of like the last resort where I was like, this one or Paranorman. I'm like, I'm not going to watch fucking Paranorman.
Not on a plane.
And I'm like, I'm not going to pay $6 for a fucking... And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So then I watched the campaign literally as a last resort. Like, all right, here we go. And I'm pissed at myself for not watching it with my friends, because this is one of those things where you repeat lines. I'm going to repeat lines. I'm dying. I was looking for the last 2 days.
I got to watch it again.
For the last day, I've been asking everybody, like,
have
all
you
day
it?
Today.
Have
I'm
you
like,
seen it?
Like, no, I want to see it, but I haven't. I'm like, oh, you... Somebody please watch it so I can fucking share this story. Like, I need to quote lines from this shit.
I don't remember it that way. You know what? I have to watch it again, because there were parts that were really funny, but as a whole, I was just not really paying attention to it. Like, I was distracted. I was doing other shit while it was on.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of movies, especially lately with, like, you know, with your cell phone and shit like that, where you kind of get distracted. I was tweeting during Skyfall.
I was like,
what? Only two chicks? He's only banging two chicks. What the fuck's going on? Like, you know what I mean? But
Same thing here. Like, I'll be home. Like, look, I have a million screens in my apartment that'll distract me from the one that the movie's on. You know what I mean? Right. I have my phone, my laptop, my desktop, whatever.
But I thought it was great, bro. Yeah. Like, that movie was fucking hilarious to me.
I remember there were parts that I died laughing.
There are small scenes where they, he, you know, in order to become a better candidate, Zach Galifianakis was told to get, like, he was made, forced to get, like, Labradors.
Yeah, like different dogs.
Yeah, and he had a pug. If pugs are Russian.
Yeah.
Right?
So or Chinese. Or
Chinese, right. And then the pugs would be looking from a distance. The two.
Yeah, they'd be looking through the window. Looking
through the window at the labs, and then at the end when they brought the pugs back in, the labs were looking in the window. Like, yeah, that to me was fucking funny.
There was a lot of little moments. Like all the stuff that
dude,
like,
the shit on the slide when he shows him the scar like that. To me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I got you too. Like, oh my, yeah. Oh my god.
That part didn't get me.
So funny. And then when he was like, we should all tell each other, like, okay, well, I'm not gonna get mad. Tell me the bad things that you.
Yeah, around the dinner table.
Dude,
yeah.
It was so funny. Like, I shaved the dog and I put the hair on my balls so I could look like a man.
Yeah.
His little boy telling him that. It was so fucking funny.
And he's like, really? Like, that's my voice. That's my gay voice.
Yeah,
whole time I was
the
like,
southern,
like, the southern gay gentleman.
Dude,
push it real good. He has the problem with the door. That running gas
that
got me every time.
At the end, you gotta jiggle it.
You gotta jiggle it.
Lift it. You gotta lift. Yeah. Jiggle, lift it. And then, okay, hold it and then push. Like, fucking hilarious.
There was a lot of that I thought was really
that,
funny. Yeah, dude, you know what? I'll go back and watch it again.
Dude,
it's
so
attention.
Funny, man. Yeah. So fucking funny. All right, so all of this has been leading up to Mike having a fucking great week. I went to San Francisco, but Mike's episode of
my Burn Notice episode aired, yeah. Finally.
So it aired.
And man,
how long ago did you shoot that? I know we've.
It's like August?
Yeah. It's not that long.
No, but months, man, if you think about it. It was like, yeah, like August, I guess.
Yeah, it was a podcast labeled Mike's Best Week Ever.
Yeah, yeah. Holy shit, man. Everyone, like, I tweeted it out. You know, I was like, hey, my episode's on. And, you know, if you see me, take a picture and post it up. And the one picture everyone posts up is of me getting choked the fuck out. Like, just completely. They're like, ha-ha. I'm like, it's not real. It's a TV show. He didn't really choke me out.
He could really probably kick your ass.
Well, I was talking about it. I was talking about it today with a friend of mine where they were like, oh, my God, it looked like so real. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's acting. You know, they told me to pull my arm down in the way. There's tricks to make it look real. And he's like, but there was one take where that motherfucker stuck his thumb in my throat. And I know he's the star of the show and the producer and everything. I was like, but in my mind, I'm like, if this motherfucker does that again, I'm going to hit him. Like, I was like, I'm going to fuck this guy up. Like, I got like all like for real fight. Like, you know, like when you play fighting with your friends and all of a sudden someone lands a real one and you're like, fuck this.
Oh, it's already touches your face. Like, fucking around. Like, ah,
yeah.
Somebody slaps your face. You go, hey.
Hey. We're like, all right. I know we're playing and all, but do that again, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, it's like that all of a sudden it gets serious. But so like he left like a thing on my Twitter. So what we talking about? But that was the one, and my family posted up, and I got my name in the credits, and it was kind of like a cool thing. Everyone was like, "Yeah, it's awesome!" And big supportive moment for me. I thought it was really cool.
Great.
It was really exciting.
I love that
you set your TiVo or your DVR from the plane
because I was on the plane, and planes don't have Wi-Fi. Thank God, because I don't know
who knows how did we survive.
I you know what's funny on the flight back, the connecting flight from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, the connecting flight, the Wi-Fi was down, and luckily I had taken like magazines, like actual physical magazines.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck do I do? But the Wi-Fi is down. What am I supposed to do for the next hour and 45 minutes? I was so at a loss. And like, I asked the lady like four times. I'm like, are you sure it's down? Can you reset it and just try to push the button in the back? And then
just, you know how like you just unplug it?
Unplug it and then
wait 5 seconds.
And then plug it back in.
And then plug it back in.
She's like, somebody came here earlier and they tried to fix it, but it wasn't working right. And I was like, so I sat down and I started reading.
You know what, that accent, I don't trust your technical expertise.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm like, is there somebody with a Middle Eastern accent?
I know, you know, is there
somebody with
like an Indian? Is there an Indian? A Indian?
Pacific Asian?
Yeah,
Pacific Asian accent.
I need someone who does not sound like you.
Yeah.
To tell me about the internet on the plane.
Like, that's please.
I don't believe you when you say things.
And not only that, but you didn't say anything other than somebody else came.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what was their accent like?
Yeah.
I need to know what their accent was like. So I read magazines, and time did fly when I actually read magazines. I'm like, I haven't done this before. I really had not read.
Yeah, I know. I have like my RSS reader. Whenever I'm bored, like I'll read like my blogs that I follow and all that shit. All the different articles. The fat girl that likes fucking.
You still follow her? You still
read blogs? I've not been on that. I've not. I just said it because I thought it would be funny.
It would be funny. We should read one of her blogs. And just read it.
Now? Like, yeah. Now?
Just now. And just like read it and be like, this is.
I wonder very... if I can.
What
I guess
it?
If we look it up on your computer, she can't know.
Fat chick who fucks dot net dot.
I don't. Here, well, I'll cut all this out anyway.
Oh my God.
What is your title?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Fuck it, I have to leave it in and just bleep it.
That's so funny. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
This is a throwback. I'm trying to find a way to make the original, all the old episodes that have been archived available. So if you want to go back and relive this tragedy.
Hold on, wait. Let me finish my thought real quick. So, yes, we were in the air. And I was on Facebook, and you said, "Hey, my episode of
I just posted it up. I was like,
so you just posted it up, like, hey, if you watch it, let me know, whatever." And so I go, "Man, I'm fucking in the air. I'm not gonna get to watch it tonight." And I post and I DVR'd it from the plane because I had the UVerse app, and I DVR'd it from the plane. So I haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting. I just got back yesterday. I got back last night at midnight.
Yeah, I know you guys
want to watch it. So, without further ado, this is the we gotta find out the episode, man. Hold on, give me a second. So episodes 11 and 12 go back in the archives, and this is in March this year, and you'll get a sense if you haven't listened the whole way through. So just letting you guys know. So this is the girl that he at that point in episodes 11 and 12 was.
This is what I read when I have free time. this is what this girl writes about. Let's see.
There's a title. What's the title?
This is me, then. A couple of weeks ago, the charger for my MacBook quit on me, and I was forced to use my PC while I waited for Amazon to deliver. I started going through all the documents in it and found two posts from my old blog. I wrote them back in 2009. I'd just broken things off with a tattooed twerp, and that's apparently a name she has for the guy, and things with Mikati were at the beginning stages of its sexual glory. I think I should print this one out and read it every time the negative voices in my head try to bring me down. Here's the first one. An ode to my body. Fuck. This morning I woke up to CNN reporting about the first facial transplant in the U.S. I'm already bored by this.
Yeah. Well,
let's scroll. It's all right. Where do we get
the first? First of all, the first facial transplant. Are we doing face off now?
I don't. Yeah. No, this one sucks.
Which is a good? Which is the one that you were like, I want to read it. I want to get to know this girl
in the
city.
This is. She hasn't posted anything in forever.
Maybe she's actually out living a life now.
Well, I saw Mikati tonight.
Well, with a name like that.
I don't know what was wrong. Remember, she
gave me... Yeah, she gives everybody... the comic?
The comedian.
The comedian.
I saw Mikati tonight. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I cried the whole drive to his house. I simply couldn't stop the tears from coming. Now I feel bad for you. I thought... I'm going to continue, though. I thought about turning back a few times, but something didn't allow it. When he opened the door, there was something different. I haven't seen him in almost 2 months now, and we've got bigger periods of time go by. We've let bigger periods of time go by in the past, and we picked up right where we left off. Tonight, something was off. We made our way up the stairs and reached a step in front. And he reached the step in front of him and grabbed at my goods. I always like when he does that. We entered the room. I set down my purse, and he told me how good I looked as he stood by his side. And I slowly made my way around to the bed. All right. This is getting sexy.
Well, you have your sexy
things progress
on.
The way they usually do. Yeah, I know. He made his way between my legs, and within minutes, I was convulsing with pleasure.
Mm.
Whoa. It was so intense.
Lower, Michael.
I found myself pushing him away when he wanted to keep pleasing me. Now it was his turn. I missed his cock. He got comfortable.
She put cock.
Yeah.
She put cock.
She wrote that. She missed his cock.
That's not fucking poetic.
Remember the title
that's
of this
poetic.
Blog, though. Remember the title of this blog.
But you're supposed to write it like, I missed his manhood. And like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Put cock like that. Like, he's cock.
I missed his cock.
Cock.
He got comfortable on his back and blah, blah. I gave him a blow. And I did what I do best. Fuck, maybe I missed out on something.
Of course you know the real... You know fat girls give the best head. Come on,
it's
man.
It's true. What do you want me to tell you, man? I gave him a blowjob that had been 2 months in the making. See? And he didn't have to buy her a trip to San Francisco.
Right? You see
he
that?
Didn't have to buy her... He didn't have to take her traveling on vacation.
Well, if you would have, he would have to buy two seats just for her.
All right, I feel like we're being mean.
What? Because you're fucking saying that oh, this bitch is better than my wife. Like, she's not.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to incept your wife.
Trust me, I incepted her.
I know that sounds different. I know that sounds dirty, what I just said. I'm trying to incept your wife, but it's for your benefit.
Continue this poem.
I'm going to skip ahead.
No, why are you skipping ahead? You're skipping
because
the
good there's
point.
A lot of this boring stuff here.
What's boring stuff about. She
for a long time,
2 weeks, 2 months.
Tears running down my face. I don't remember this ever happening to me. Like it's whatever.
She was crying while she blew him.
Yeah,
see, that's what I'm trying to like. I'm trying to gather the storyline. You can't just skip over the plot line. You can't just skip to the action.
I'm pulling a campaign. I told him to relax and get comfortable. He got as comfortable as can be, and I went back to sucking him off. I sucked and licked and.
So she started crying. And yeah. then he was like, what's wrong? And she's like, just get comfortable. And he goes, okay. Okay, good.
That's what I want, a weeping woman to blow me.
It's extra lube.
Yeah. I sucked and licked and stroked and deep-throated and sucked some more. Shit, I missed out.
Yeah.
And when that didn't work.
Mike. I'm sure she's complaining. That would be great material for the podcast. Go
what?
Ahead.
If she what?
If you went back to her and I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I know I was a dick before, but I heard you give good blowjobs.
That would be terrible.
Yes.
I would be the hugest douchebag in the world.
Yeah, it's already there. It's already there.
I'm not.
You're worse than Hitler.
I guess so.
You're worse guy
I am
ever.
The worst dude ever.
Ever.
I am the
Go
worst.
Go ahead, continue.
Oh, shit. She's talking about. Okay, hold on. He was as hard as a rock, but he just couldn't come. I felt so awful. I could see him struggling. His focus just wasn't there. I half expected him to lose his hard on at some point. I feel selfish admitting that I almost hoped he would. What? I'm sorry. We were both drenched in sweat. My vagina was already starting to get sore, and I didn't know how much longer I could suck. She's posting this publicly, like on a blog. That's kind of
you,
all
we should,
right.
We should put a link to it. I'm telling
I
you.
Tried everything. We tried everything. I let him maneuver my body to his liking. I did everything he asked me to do, and I added every trick I know he enjoys. Everything in bold letters for what seemed like hours.
When you put everything and you're talking about giving him head, you know that means, hey, I put a finger in his ass.
Yeah.
That's might as well, because you can do everything.
Was distracting him.
Man, what's every like? You can't. I tried everything. When you put everything in bold letters,
she said that she fucked him too. So
yeah, but everything. Okay, there's only so many things you could do without putting the word everything. Once you put everything, you clearly meant
a finger
up his ass.
You've explored every orifice. Then finally he came. My hair was wet, as if I just jumped into a pool. I fell back onto the bed next to him. The covers, sheets, and pillows were soaked in sweat. I've never seen anything like it in real life.
Yes, because you don't sweat often because you don't go to the gym.
Well, you do. The heavier you are, the more you sweat.
Oh, like, yeah. No, you don't have to tell me.
You just have to, like,
you don't have to tell me.
You just have to think about exercise and woof, man.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Telling me because I can tell you yes.
Yeah. I laid there completely still just trying to catch my breath. I felt his hand reach over and grab the back of my head. He pulled me into him and rested my ear on his chest. I could hear his heart pumping away. What was going on there? Oh my God, there's so much more to this shit. There's so much more.
We could stop. I just wanted to fucking read one fucking... Wait, were you mentioned here?
Maybe. Hold on.
Oh.
Then, okay, there's a paragraph here about me. Mm-hmm. He called me last week. I didn't go to, I guess she's talking about some other dude. I have to admit I was a bit overwhelmed with everything, but I felt that night. Now I find that I'm totally and completely sexually invested in the comedian at the moment. I feel strange having sex with one guy while I'm feeling this much lust for another.
Mike, you missed out.
I have been able to compartmentalize that part the way men do. I'm proud of that, though. It's part of my womanhood. I'll see Makati soon enough. I just feel like I need to keep my word at least to one man.
You missed out, bro. She fucked the guy that hard, and she's still thinking about you.
I don't think this is the same night. I'm just saying that she was into me, but...
She still fucked somebody else.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like she was into me, but she was fucking some other dude. I mean... Yeah.
Did you save the sex pics?
Then I what? She
texted you? Did you save the sex pics?
No, I don't think I have them. I think I deleted them.
Oh, it's probably in your old phone anyways.
Probably.
You're horrible, Mike. You don't save any sex pics. What the fuck do I have you for, man?
I don't know. And I don't look through talks too much his phone to find pictures.
What kind of fucking dude are you?
I don't know.
It's something funny about pretending to be gay. Like he just Mike was walking through past me and I put my hands around him to grab the microphone on the other hand and I kinda like hugged him and like, oh.
And it was, that little threw me off a little bit.
like, ooh. Wow. Oh, FYI, I found a new porn website where you could stream porn, and that was really fun.
You stream?
Yeah, like Pornhub and
shit. Yeah,
like
yeah. Stream.
So I found a new one.
What's it called?
I don't know. Like, here's what I did. I Googled.
The laugh before the explanation.
So I was watching Pornhub, uh-huh. And one of the videos, the couple was in Spanish.
Oh.
And there's something sexy about that. You go, oh, wow, all right.
I'm all right with that.
I'm cool. And the chick was fucking bananas hot. This is all amateur shit, right?
Sure.
And so on the screen, at one point it said, putalocura.com.
No.
I swear to God, I go, pause. Whatever. Let's be serious. Finish. And then open up a new web browser, and I Googled putalocura.com. I just Googled the puta locura part. And the actual website, it takes you to one of those, like, pay for, like, membership sure, type sure. of shit, whatever. But there are websites that have puta locura videos on the thing. So I clicked on one of those, and it was, like, XXX, I don't know, what a fucking...
Some one of those...
Video.xnxx.com. That's what it was. And then one of the tags was puta locura, and there's two pages of it, and it's all, like, Spanish-speaking amateurs, and you go, oh, and it's...
So now you're watching your porn in Spanish now?
Right. I mean, just, you know, for the... I gotta keep my bilingual up, you know?
Yeah. I need to learn how to say cock. In Spanish, I need to learn how to say dirty things in Spanish.
Oh, trust me, dude. I'm Nika, bro. We say some dirty ass. Like, there's like, the Nika dirty slang is so filthy.
Yes, you're right.
I go, ugh.
Yeah, even there, you're like,
yeah, being from Nicaragua, you're like, hey, come on, bro. Don't be like that.
Don't be like that. That's gross, man. Don't be like that.
Te quiero chupar la chocha. You go, hey, take it easy. I heard a guy do that.
In the video?
No. We were. That would have been relevant. That would have been okay. Yeah. Years ago, before right as cell phones were like starting to take off. Like this is my senior year in high school. Actually, I think it was my first.
Yeah, where people are starting to carry it. Like more and more people are.
Yeah, people are starting to carry it. You had the Ericsson flip phone.
Yeah.
Right. So I went to there was a payphone right by a Wendy's, and I went to go use it, but there was a guy using it. So I kind of just stayed off a little bit and just hold up, you know, waiting, and the guy. Clearly from Nicaragua, and he was like, te quiero ver hoy, te quiero chupar la chocha, chupar mi panocha, like, shit like that, where it was like so much dirty shit, where I was like, excuse me, sir, that's uncalled for.
I'm going to use that phone after you, I don't even want to be near where those words have been spoken.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And he's like, dale, like, he was like, throwing game.
Phone sexing.
Yeah, he was like, throwing game and phone sexing.
That's more than game.
And it was like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon type of shit where it was like, maybe it was like 10:30, but still, it was fucking 10:30 in the morning where you go, hey, come on, man.
Yeah, like this is, and he's like,
you should probably do this on a
house phone.
That's almost
like he's calling on a, like a phone sex line.
Yeah, you should probably do this on a regular
You should do
phone.
This in private so you can jerk off like everybody did like in the 90s.
A normal fucking
calling
dude.
Them 1-900 numbers.
Call a party line.
Jesus.
All right.
So, but yeah, I mean, I got my beard is gone.
Yeah, because you shaved like a little wussy girl.
I did not shave you like a no little
principles.
Wussy girl.
You have no principles.
Bro. I do not. You're right. That's true because I got paid to shave it off because I got a part on Magic City, which is that show in 1950s Miami. And then I literally, again, almost had a panic attack shaving that shit off. Like,
We just talked about it. Like, you were like, I'm going to wait to...
I'm going to wait till I lose more weight It's Decembeard. I know. I turned my back on Decembeard.
Turned your back, bro.
I did it for money.
For money.
This may
for
be...
For the love of money.
This gig may be what finally gets me my PS3. Could you... my beard died for the greater good.
I don't think it was a greater good.
What?
I don't think it was a greater good. Did you even ask, hey, do I need to shave it? Is it right if I keep it?
No, they told me to shave. They were like, that's not period accurate. We need you to shave it. They were going to accuse me for a Cuban militia. Like, I was going to be a Cuban militia guy. And I'm like, great, those guys have beards. My family would have disowned me and all that shit. But I would have been Cuban militia. And I would have been able to keep the beard. But then they're like, oh, but that's this day and you're not available. So we're going to put you for this. And I was like, no, because of my beard and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but it pays double. I'm like, okay. Sure thing. You got it.
You're like, it pays double. You're like, bzzz.
Yeah.
What?
What?
It's going on. I was just in the middle of shaving my beard. Would you guys?
Yeah, yeah. Right now.
That's fine. All right, man. So,
good Lord.
FYI, Jay Moore just mentioned me on a tweet.
What?
Yeah. I asked him. I go, hey, I tweeted him during a break when you went to go take a piss. I tweeted to him and said, hey, just watched. What was it that I wrote? So I don't sound like an idiot. Just watched the second Raging Bull and Popo. Just watched. I don't know why I put the second. I guess I fucked up the tweet. But I just watched Raging Bull and Popo of Greenwich Village because of the podcast. Already seen Platoon. All amazing. You got any more? Is what I asked him. And he said other suggestions.
And he
replied with Dog Day Afternoon. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'll follow right back and be like, hey, come on.
I'm not, well, yeah.
I'm like, what, a fucking hack? Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Get it. All right.
I get it.
Dog Day Afternoon. All right. You want to?
Really?
Should I watch this movie called The Godfather 2?
Is it about dogs? Is it about afternoons?
Should I watch The Godfather?
Like a anything, lovely day in the park.
Anything else I should watch while I'm fucking here?
Yeah.
Like, I know. These are classics. And I know I hadn't seen Raging Bull, and that was a classic, so
it's
get
true.
It.
It's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of those.
Whatever. Anyways, the point is, he tweeted me, man.
I know. He said it.
So, the old school picks. Let's go to the old school picks.
Oh, okay. I have them right here. So, I watched Moon over Parador. Yeah, I said Moon.
Okay.
Over Parador. And I got to admit, there were parts of it that were really fucking... Richard Dreyfuss is great.
Yeah.
I, you know what? And I've forgotten how good he is. And I love Richard Dreyfuss in a bunch of movies. Like in Jaws, he's fucking amazing. In Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he's awesome. Mr. Holland's Opus is a great movie. I don't care who you are. That movie's great.
I haven't seen it in its entirety.
Really? It's a heartwarming
tale. Yeah, I know what it is. I've seen great. Enough of it.
But I really like Richard Dreyfuss. I like him as an actor. I think he should do more shit.
Well, he did that last one that I saw him on was the one where they redid the movie where the ship went on like a flip.
Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was called Poseidon. Yeah, yeah.
And he played a gay architect.
Yeah,
and
like
I know this because A, he was gay and he just got dumped before the cruise. And B, once it flips over, he was like, these things are meant to be flipped over like this. I know I'm an architect. That's one of his lines. And I go, really?
Yeah.
Do you need to be a fucking architect to know this?
Yeah, these, you know, the boats that normally float on the ocean, they don't work that well upside down.
They don't work that well upside down. Trust me, I know.
Trust me, I know this.
I'm an architect.
The funny part is that I'm an architect. I build buildings on land, so I know about boats upside down underwater.
Yeah, well, it's a ship, but still, we get the point.
Like, yeah, but the point, that's what I'm getting at.
I know, it's one of those things where you go, You didn't have to put the fact that you're an architect in there. I actually got the beginning of the joke, or the premise of me not being good during a catastrophe started when I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Like the one that I did. And I haven't done
I'm a terrible swimmer, dude. I can't.
I'm a terrible swimmer. There was a firefighter. One of the guys. Like,
in
the
Kurt Russell group, was a firefighter.
There was a firefighter. There's a bunch of, like, there's an architect. There's always somebody that
and
can help
And the people
out.
Who they don't tell what their job was, they die.
It's just one of those things where you go, like, they never have a comedian.
Yep.
They never have an out of shape comedian that goes, I'm just here for fucking laughs, man.
Yeah. I'm here to bring levity to this bleak situation.
And so it's never, I'm the one that they fucking sacrifice. I'm Otis.
You're done.
So,
but yeah, so Moon Over Parador was really fun. There were parts of it where I was like, okay, it's 80s, but it was just a, Raul Julia was great. John, Jonathan Winters. That was pretty funny.
The movie. Did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was good. It was
all
good.
Right. So
there were parts where it gets serious. I'd give it for an 80s movie. It's a 9, but for a regular movie, it's about a 7. Like for putting it up with entertaining right now, 7, which all is right, not so bad.
Galaxy Quest against Galaxy Quest, another comedy.
No, Galaxy Quest is like a 9 for me. I love that movie.
Okay. What's another comedy? I need to know better. You can't go by 80s standards. So you just need to tell me the movie. Should people watch it or not?
You should watch. I give it 2 thumbs up. Give it 2 thumbs up. You should watch it. It's a fun little encapsulated movie about, you know, the once he takes over the role. My only gripe with it was that he does it for over a year. Like a whole year goes by where he's pretending to be the dictator.
Yeah.
A year. You know how fucking long a year is?
Yeah, it's a year.
A year, but of pretending to be somebody else on camera, on like the way,
but a
they
year,
make like they
but,
make it seem really hard at the beginning, and then he does it for a year. I'm like, man, he would have been found out. There would have been some.
No way, he's a fucking dictator. Who's supposed to find out?
That's
who's over him?
You know, I'm sorry. You know what? Because they do preface it by saying, "We know it's not him, but let's just go with it anyway."
Exactly.
And the rest of the movie makes sense. That, you know what, you're right. That one line, fuck it. You know what, you're right.
He's a dictator. Who's going to question a fucking
dictator? I just remember that one line. And that's how simple it is. That's why when shit goes wrong, I'm always like, all you have to do is put a little one sentence.
And sometimes you...
That explains it.
You know, it's funny because sometimes all you need is one sentence that explains something. Other times, you just need to leave a sentence out.
Yeah.
Such as, I'm an architect.
I'm an architect. Yeah, so that's how you don't need that shit.
You don't need that.
That one, no. The one with of them agreeing that it's fake and they're going to go with it anyway. That one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, you know, good. What? I take it back. Then it's a solid 8.
Good,
it's a solid 8
right.
out of 10.
There you go. Good.
I give it 8. What's up?
You watch? Did you? 8. What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? That's our ranking system.
Apparently, the more you annoy the shit out of somebody with what's up, the better you like the movie.
Or I give it 8. I give it 8 bros. We're like, how good was that movie, bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro.
Bro. Bro.
At that point, you should just stick to 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a scale of 1 through 5.
A scale of 1 through 5 bros. Okay, I give it 3.5. Bro. Bro.
Bro.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you watch the other ones?
I did. I watched Primal Fear.
Awesome.
My pick.
I saw a movie that maybe not even a year ago. It was so great.
Oh my goodness! And the way
I'm good.
Spoiler alert, but that's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
that's one big five, bro.
Bro.
What, bro? What?
And then one tiny one at the end. Bro. You go, bro. Bro.
Bro. Like, that's like the... I'm serious, bro.
Bro.
Hey, that movie is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Movie. Oh, we talked about that recently, man. I was listening to a podcast, and my wife was listening to it with me. I'm trying not to mumble.
Sure.
And I said, I'm going to ask... They asked the question of what's your favorite word.
Yeah.
And then I think, so we're going to go ahead and do that in a minute. We're going to go ahead and go through the Inside the Actor Studio questions.
The question list for each of us?
For each of us, yeah.
All right. This is exciting.
All right. Because we're never going to be on the fucking actual show. So
yeah, I know. Who knows? Maybe they need construction worker thug guy that gets choked out in Burn Notice. It's like, take us back to that role.
It's like, bro, I remember him putting his thumb in my trachea, and I thought to myself, I'm really going to fuck this guy up.
Yeah, there was a moment there on set where it was pretty tense. I thought I was going to fuck him up, but I was the only one that knew that, so no one else was tense.
So go ahead, you were saying?
I did not get to watch Butterfly Effect yet. I was busy. I had stuff going on, but it's there waiting to be watched. It's sitting there chilling.
Yeah, those are the ones you need to watch.
And A League of Their Own, I've seen a million times. It's a great movie.
Okay. All right. So,
so we got our picks for this week.
Yeah. What's your pick?
Well, I decided.
I want to watch Moon Over Paradise.
Moon Over Paradise. I
was on vacation, so I couldn't.
It's good. It's good. I'm going with the 1993 classic, filmed in Miami, Only the Strong.
I never seen that movie.
Oh, that movie's great, man. It's got capoeira in it, cheesy 80s. It's in Miami. This is one of my favorite movies. Mark Dacascos is in it, who now he's the Iron Chef guy for some reason.
Yes, yes. That guy, I believe it was him. That guy, or I don't know what it was, but somebody in my middle school, the one who taught the karate classes in the cafeteria, out of all things.
Yep.
He was in the movie either as an actor or the like
one of the martial arts guys. Guy who I studied from is in that movie. Like three of the guys.
Sifu Dwight?
Yeah.
Really?
He's in that movie. And in that movie. Yeah.
So I didn't know Sensei was in the movie. All right.
Sensei.
Trying to be accurate here.
Trying to be No Retreat, No Surrender.
Only the Strong.
Only the Strong. Banana way. Banana way. That's the power song.
It's falling out. It's falling out.
No, but the people listening to right now have seen this. That's the power song.
So the 14 listeners we have, how many of them do you think have?
At least one. I hope one. I really do hope one.
All right. So I've hit two comedies in a row. Well, Moon Over Paradise and Feds. So,
I'm
gonna go with a dramatic movie and shit, man.
You're torn?
So, yeah.
You like that, did you?
I did. I was really disappointed that you didn't leave the whole song. I was like, why does he leave the whole fucking song?
I don't know what the rules are.
On the way to the airport, and we would just listen, we were just jamming throughout the whole, like, this is wrong time. We were just literally jamming out loud.
Cold and I'm shamed, lying naked on the floor.
Jesus, man, I'm
are you
so
stuck? Torn. Are you out of? Are you? You're not out of stuff, are you?
No, that's the problem. I have too much stuff. I wish I didn't have this much stuff. You know what?
Well, just pick one. Just throw a dart at the board, man. Come on.
Outbreak.
Oh, Outbreak. Good one.
That was the latest one that I've thought of, and it was at the bottom of my list.
Or the most recent one.
The most recent one. Yeah. So yeah, that's hence latest.
Yes.
But I don't know. I wanted to choose a drama because I chose, even before the two comedies, I chose an action. So I didn't want, there are some that kind of border on action or comedy,
right,
or action or drama. And I go, I'll go with the more dramatic one right now.
Yeah, there's, that one's more dramatic. It's real tense.
Yeah.
That movie is tense. Like when they're in the rubber suits and the shit's trying to get at them, you know, like there's a tear.
It's great.
That fucking monkey.
Monkey's great, isn't it?
The monkey does a great job.
I think
the monkey should have been on Inside the Actor's Studio. Monkey,
there's a monkey that she was in Animal Practice. The monkey was in Animal Practice.
Yeah,
and it's the same monkey that was used in The Hangover 2. Like there's a it has like major fucking credits.
It's a star monkey. Like, it's a monkey star,
dude. I wish I had some of those credits. I wish I had any of those credits. Fuck. I wish I had any credits.
I'll play a monkey in Hangover 3. Fuck it. I'll dress up like a monkey. Who gives a shit?
What?
Well, green screen me like they do in The Hobbit. With that guy, Andy.
You're
going to
watch that this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I am.
I'm not
Saturday.
Really interested in watching a movie, bro. I'm just telling you, the beards look fake as fuck, and it bothers the shit out of me, and I just think every character looks fake as fuck.
Yeah, they all look fake.
The Lord of the Rings don't look fake.
It's not as bad. The Hobbit's it's more of a children's book.
I don't care. The effects should not be
less good.
Less.
I am with words. I do well. I know words.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you picked Outbreak.
So I'm gonna pick Outbreak. For the Sunshine pick, I'll go quickly with her and. Beetlejuice.
Ah, wait, did someone pick that? No.
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, Beetlejuice is great. Classic.
Classic. So, great pick, Sunshine. Both thank you very much.
I don't know if I like the Banana Way song better or the Shake Sonora song in Beetlejuice.
Ah, that's a good one. It's a good one. I'm not here to argue.
Yeah.
I'm not here. We have a quick mountain.
We do.
Yes, we have a quick mountain, and I thought about this last weekend, my friends and I thought about this last weekend, and the Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies.
Ooh, Christmas movies.
Because we talk about Chris Kringle enough.
Yeah, he comes up a lot for some reason. Okay.
This is one of the quickest mountains I've ever completed, by the way. Ever. Like, during, I'm like, here we go. Boom, 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 boom.
I kind of don't want to take it seriously.
Just give me your fucking favorite Christmas movie.
My favorite Christmas movies are, Elf. I love Elf.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites.
I think it's one of the most overrated movies.
Huh?
I think it's one of the most overrated movies.
I like it. It's a Christmas movie.
Everybody loves it. I'm not even saying it's not a Disney movie. I'm just saying...
Because I want to pick a nice one, but I like the goofy ones. Like, I like Jingle All the Way.
Okay, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I know, it's terrible. It's bad. It's feds bad. But I love that movie for some reason. So on my mountain
of Christmas movies,
Elf. I can't believe I'm putting it on there.
Jingle All the Way.
Home Alone 2.
Two, not one.
Not one.
Not three.
Not three. Home Alone 2.
The Lost
in New York one.
Okay.
Because I had the Talk Boy.
Of course.
Of course. And does Die Hard count?
It's on my mountain.
Oh, okay. Then I'm trying to think what other Christmas movie. Because I was talking to my friend about Christmas movies.
By the way. So much better. I'm not to be like, hey, look at me, I'm Christian, but so much better Christmas movies than there are Hanukkah movies. Just
there's not that many Hanukkah exactly. movies.
That's the joke, Michael.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, okay, I get it. Now you know. So I guess I'll go with I'll go with Die Hard because that's just like a classic so that's
three?
Movie. No, four.
Elf,
Jingle All the Way, Home Alone 2, oh, okay. and Die Hard.
All right, mine were Christmas Story, Die Hard, Christmas Vacation,
and
Scrooged.
Oh, damn it. Those are great.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Mountain wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would, just because mine has Jingle All the Way on it.
No. Home Alone 2 did not help your case.
Home Alone 2 is a great movie.
That's a great movie. I'm just saying, you're going to compare that to Christmas Vacation?
I think Christmas Story is really overrated. I don't like Christmas Story at all. I can't stand that. I don't know what. Well, let me put it to this way. When it was on TV, if it's on TV, I won't watch. Like, I'll.
Yeah. What?
I get it.
I think Elf is whack. I honestly was late to that party. Like I was a year late to it. So when I saw it, and the girl that I was talking to at that time, that was her favorite movie. And I'm like, I'm gonna watch the movie.
But
and then I just started quoting her, like texting her quotes of the movie,
mm-hmm.
just to like, hey, look, we have something in common. She's like, oh my god, isn't it great? I'm like, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just think it's overrated. I don't see.
Here's the thing. I saw it.
Maybe because I saw it with the intention of getting laid.
Yeah.
Fucking trying to like.
I was
watching it for homework purposes. I'm like, I need.
Yeah. It's like you're watching that instead of doing the book report.
Yeah.
Watching the movie.
Yeah.
I watched that movie during the holidays. Like the first time I saw that movie, it was like during the holidays, and it was right at my peak. Like. Not like I was just watching a lot of movies, and it was just a good holiday movie that year. And I just remember liking it a lot. And the whole fucking, you know, call me an elf one more time. And the whole, it's like, oh, you must be who, and he beats the shit out of me. He's like, he must be a South Pole elf, like shit like that. Like, I bought into it like hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. I didn't at all. I like even now, you know, when you mention a part that's funny, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
there's parts. Zooey Deschanel is in it.
I love Zooey.
Yeah. She's great in it.
And we might name our second daughter Zooey.
Yeah, really?
We've been thinking about. Yeah, that's like that's number two on the list right now.
Yeah, nice.
Like, not that we're pregnant or anything or expecting anytime soon. I'm just saying like we thought.
You know, just throwing names around.
And that's Zooey's literally number two on the list right now.
Yeah.
So, might do that.
But yeah,
Scrooged.
Yeah, that's right. Scrooge is fucking great.
It's classic.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. That's a that one is great for so solid.
Pick. That's a
yeah, it's a great
a big old shout out to the the Santa Claus, the movie, the Santa Claus, not the Tim Allen version, the old school version where he picks up the little kid who's a bum. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
The Christmas movie where Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, picks up a kid who's a bum. Like he's a fucking homeless kid.
No, he's a little street urchin kid.
Yeah, he's a street rat, riff rat. I don't buy that.
You are so easy to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, I'm a whore, man. I'm a whore.
I mean, Kris Kringle.
I'm a whore. It's but I love the fact that I'm like one of those. Like people love that about me. Like they'll be singing a song and I'll finish it. Just again, just the chorus. I'm a
let's
chorus
not get deep
guy.
Into the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a chorus kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm a chorus kind of guy.
That's the best way to describe.
I'm a hook. Give me the hook, right?
Choo cha, choo choo cha.
What the hook gonna be? Uh oh. Christmas movie. Let me.
Oh, I missed one. Can I take one out? Can I make a switch? I can make one switch,
look,
right?
Santa Claus, 1985. I'm telling you, you want to talk about childhood?
Yeah, like nostalgia, like hits you in the heart kind of situation?
Dude, I thought Santa Claus was fucking for real, dude.
Yeah.
And this came out 1985.
So you
they played it every year for a long time around Christmas time. And I remember thinking, yo, it has Dudley Moore in it. John Lithgow plays a great villain, doesn't he?
Yeah, he Cliffhanger.
I don't even remember if he was a. I'm pretty sure he was gonna be. He's gonna be a. Yeah, dude. It's
so Dudley Moore is Santa?
No, Dudley Moore is Patch. Right.
Oh shit! Yes. Yes, now I remember this movie.
The movie's great, bro.
Now I remember this movie. Oh, man.
Big ups. Fucking big ups to Santa Claus, the movie.
Oh.
1985. Not the Tim Allen one, which is good,
too. This is honorable mention? Which,
honorable mention. Big
honorable
ups. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
It's called Santa Claus, the movie. It's actually called Santa Claus, but on the cover it says Santa Claus, the movie.
Yeah.
And it's 1985. Big ups. This is a fucking honorable mention.
Wow.
I love this movie as a kid so much. I almost don't want to watch it now.
Because you think it'll ruin it? Because
I don't want, because I just don't even want to take that chance. Because it had such magical, like, for me as a kid, I thought Santa Claus was real, dude. Like, even though I had older brothers that always ruined Santa Claus for me.
Right.
I never recall a time that
I
believed in Santa.
Yeah.
Until I watched this movie. And even though here's how much the movie made me believe in Santa Claus is that. Even though my brothers would be like, yeah, Santa Claus isn't real. I'd be like, yeah. I would verbally say, yeah, Santa Claus isn't real. But in my mind, I'm like, it's real.
It's yeah, like you're
it's real.
Don't believe that. It's like, don't listen to them, brain.
Don't listen to them. Yeah, great one. Oh, by the way, my honorable mention to the villain, Mountain, Krang. Big ups. Very disappointed that it didn't come out in the live action movie, by the way.
Yeah, like where's that brain in the belly of that robot? Where's the Technodrome?
Where the fuck is a Technodrome under the earth? Why can't we just get there, please?
Jeez. You know what? I this may be a toss up, but I just saw it on this list and I kind of it's tricky, but I think I'm gonna take off Jingle All the Way.
No. So sad.
I'm going to take off Jingle All the Way and put The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Wow.
I think we've talked about it before on a podcast.
Maybe, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
That movie, I might...
Everybody loves it. I've never met anybody who did not love it. Like, not even like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, and I always see like the merch, like when I go to Disney World.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
it's real popular.
I buy the merch. Like, that I'm like, but I've never seen the fucking movie.
Yeah, you should watch it. I mean, it's weird. It's like a weird, creepy homage to Christmas, but it's, you know, like it's a good story. It's the you know, Tim Burton stop motion stuff. But I can't believe I'm having to explain Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, you don't have to explain it.
I know. It's just weird.
I know about it. You don't have to explain it.
But yeah, I'm gonna take Jingle All the Way off and put Nightmare Before Christmas.
Awesome. All right, so that's a good mountain. So let's get to the Inside the Actor Studio questions.
The Inside, okay.
Made famous, of course, by the French television personality Bernard Pivot. And, of course...
Professor Sir Knighted James Lipton.
It's actually not Professor, it's Dean.
Oh, he's Dean. My bad. Yeah. Shit.
You're bad.
Yeah.
Yo, bad.
I have the two. I'm the actor, and I'm supposed to. I should go. I should take some acting classes.
I'm gonna.
Really?
Next year, yeah. Next year, I'm gonna start doing that.
You're gonna take an acting class.
Yeah,
nice.
I want to take an acting class for real.
So. There's like seminars and workshops that you can take. Yeah. But you're gonna sign up for like legit. Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Fuck, I'll do it with you.
All right. What is your favorite word?
My favorite word. Not curse word.
No word.
That's a separate thing. I'm trying to remember. This is a separate thing. My favorite word is soliloquy.
Mm. Mm.
Soliloquy.
Okay. I don't know what that means. But okay. I'm trying to act like James Lipton.
And then I go, a Shakespearean soliloquy.
What the fuck that means. I've heard it before. I didn't ever know what it fucking means. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. People are looking through their fucking phones right now. Like,
what? Pause.
How do you spell
soliloquy?
Is it S-E?
S-O-L-I.
Or is it S-O? S-O. How the fuck? Soliloquy. Okay. What is your least favorite word?
Moist.
Moist is your least favorite word?
I don't know.
Really? Your least favorite word is moist?
Actually, you want to know?
Moist cookies, moist vagina.
No, moist sounds weird to me. Like, I'd rather have a wet vagina.
Okay. I don't know. No, that was probably, if it's your first reaction, it's probably the right answer. I mean, whatever.
Weird.
What turns you on, either physically, emotionally, artistically?
What turns me on?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to say blowjobs.
No, but I mean, yeah. I mean, again.
Okay, okay.
Either physically, artistically, mentally.
What turns me on.
Spiritually. He actually added that in the later episodes. He's actually added the whole either physically, spiritually, artistically. Like, he's actually added that.
Socially, what turns me on is when someone is listening to hear you and not waiting for their turn to talk. Like when a girl is listening to what you're saying. And you can do like that aspect of paying attention, like showing presence.
Right. Right. Like your ex-girlfriend then, and you broke up with her. So
no, it's different. But that turns me on.
No, I know.
What turned me on about it?
I'm just joking around. Relax. Take it easy.
All right.
Don't get defensive. All right. What turns you off?
Dismissiveness.
Okay. You're full of shit, but all right.
It's true.
It's a fucking joke. Dismissiveness. I'm dismissing your fucking answer. God, come on.
Why do you think I got so mad?
Jeez.
I know.
What sound or noise do you love?
What's fireworks.
What sound or noise do you hate?
The ringer on the work phone, on the phone that I carry around at work.
Okay.
Because that means something bad is happening.
What is your favorite curse word?
I want to say fuck, because that's the most versatile of all curse words. But there's nothing more powerful than cunt.
Very true. What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt? Maybe comedy?
Maybe. I don't know if I can pull that off.
Pretty sure you can't.
Well, because I'm doing. You know what? I would want to be. Of all the things that I want to do, I still want to do. I want to be a writer. I want to like get paid just to come up with ideas and write things.
What profession would you not like to do?
Carny.
Mm.
Actually, no, that sounds kind of cool. Let me change. I will say I do not want to go back to being a McDonald's cook,
right?
Cleaner.
And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
We'll let atheists sin too.
Yeah.
We forgive you.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. All right. For my favorite word, I thought about
this.
Well,
I have to ask you. I have to ask you the words. All right. So, Neri, what is your favorite word?
What are you doing his accent for? You're doing an impression of Lipton? Phenomenal. I didn't even have to think about this when we were in the car listening to that other podcast. Uh-huh. I was like, phenomenal. And my wife totally, like, my wife didn't have a favorite word. She couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's yours? I go, I think it's phenomenal. She goes, yeah, phenomenal. That's your first. I say phenomenal quite often.
Yeah.
Because it's a power word. A girl that I was trying to hook up with once told me that.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a power word. And yeah. I never even knew what that meant. But why when she said it, I go, yeah, I agreed.
Because it's one of those impactful words. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Neri.
What you is say the guy's name at the before every sentence, every question.
Okay. What is your least favorite word?
I guess no.
No.
Yeah, I don't like hearing. I really don't like.
You don't like hearing no
because it's what you said is like it's
dismissive. Dismissive. Yeah,
it's like no,
no.
And because usually when you say no, like I don't mind being turned down for stuff or like you have to say no. There are times where you have to say no, but
sure.
When you give a reason why, but you just say no, you don't ever really start. Or you don't ever like if it's a good reason no. You don't ever say the
you don't
word,
want
no.
that immediate.
No, but here's the thing. You never if it's a good reason to turn something down, that if they don't ever say the word no, they just give you the reason why.
Yeah.
So if you go, hey, is it right if I take Friday off? If they say no, you go, oh, like, fuck you. But if you say we have too many people out that day, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You could say no without saying the word no, and I think no is just very dismissive.
Yeah. What turns you on?
I like sarcasm, and I like
really.
I do. I like sarcasm, and I'm talking about in a woman, of course. I like
you're
sarcasm.
You're talking about you want a girl with sass.
I do. My wife is the epitome. Of that. She's the embodiment of that. I like a girl with sass. I like somebody who
you want someone to give you shit.
Yeah, I love
because you want to you want to be girlfriend.
One of my ex girlfriends and my wife are the two women who I've met that were not only able to take a good joke about them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were able to flip it and turn it around on me. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. Like, I love that back and forth shit without being too evil.
Yeah.
Like, there's a balance.
Like, keeping it fun.
Yeah, there's a balance. And
we're in love with each other. Let's keep it nice.
Yeah, let's keep it nice. Yeah. Let me not. I don't want to fucking think about smothering you with pillows. At night. Yeah. Take it easy.
Okay. Let's continue. What turns you off?
I think lying. I'll go lying.
Lying?
Yeah, because you just.
Well, lying. Catching someone in a lie, because if they're lying and you don't know, it's not gonna hurt
you. Nah, I just think it's shitty. Like, I just think lying when we were kids was to do what? To get us out of trouble.
Right.
That's the reason why you lie. For the most part, I was a pathological liar as a kid. I made up fantastical stories.
Sure.
And shit. This thing with Jesus and that is the whole thing. But I'm kidding. I'm totally joking. It's an easy setup. Easy setup with you.
No, it's ironic. I came up with the same exact lie.
But for the most part, you make up a lie for
To
getting out of trouble. And then I think if you, as an adult, you shouldn't be doing anything to get yourself, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You just be an adult and just take responsibility.
Yeah.
These are all non-funny responses.
Yeah,
I noticed. But this is like the only time that people have asked me this question. So I'm going to take it as if James Lipton is actually asking me the fucking question.
Thank you, Neri. What's up? What?
Sound or noise?
Sound or noise do you love?
That's the cheesiest, easiest answer is my daughter laughing. That's
of course.
Fucking, I feel like a hack. Did I tell you that story? When my daughter was born, I told Forrest this. I said, I feel like a hack. And he was like, oh, congratulations. How's it feel? And I go, I feel like a hack. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I make fun of people when I go, hey, what's the best day of your life? And everybody said, unequivocally, the day my kid was born. And I said, that's such a fucking... Like, come on, give a real answer. I would tell people, come on, give a real answer. Like, no, man, you don't know, man, no. And the day she was born, before she was born, my favorite moment ever was when I first heard her heartbeat. And then the second favorite moment was when I saw her sonogram. When I first saw, like, when we first saw her in the gender.
Test.
When it was the gender test. Because at that point, it was more defined and you could see more of a shape. And then when she was born, like, it was unequivocally, and I told Forrest, I feel like a fucking hack. I used to make fun of these douchebags that were like, my favorite day is the day my daughter was born, but that's the fucking truth.
And then you're like, all right, whatever.
And then.
So before your kid was born, it's a sound or noise.
Right.
So before you, like, what would have been?
I think before my kid was born, it probably,
or before your wife got pregnant.
Right. Favorite noise or sound? I don't know. Fucking.
Do you think you say that people say that now, like the kid? Oh, it's my kid's laughter or whatever, because it's an easy answer.
Well, I think it's the most.
It's like the default.
I think it's the default because it's the noise that you remember,
right,
as an adult. I think
you think of that noise.
You know what noise I like? I like the rain hitting the window. I know it sounds gay as fuck.
No.
I just played Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
But it is one of those sounds where you go, there's nothing that bad. Like, no matter what's going on, you're like, if you're having a shitty day and you hear the rain, you go, I'm just going
to love the sound of rain. Yeah. Sleeping on the couches in rain and rain's falling. That's
a great sound. Yeah.
So.
On a pussy. Oh, just trying to make it funny for the podcast.
Yep, man.
Hey, I love rain hitting pussy, son. That's the favorite sound.
I like rain falling from it because it's so wet.
What? Not moist. Wet.
So, what sound or noise do you hate?
I don't know. I think the game buzzer sound, I hate that shit. Like you just go, ugh. Again, it goes with the no, with a negative indentation.
Anything that is immediately, okay.
Or when you're going down on the girl, she farts in your face.
Also bad. Okay.
I'm trying to add some comedic aspect.
Yeah. Like, my kid's laugh is the most amazing thing. What's your least favorite laugh? When a chick farts in your face when you're eating her out. Those are the two comparisons that you made.
Yeah.
Rain hitting a window and pussy farts.
Pussy farts.
That's the title of this week's episode.
Pussy farts.
Pussy farts. Okay.
Otherwise known as a queef. What? But we can't spell that.
Yeah, sure.
Queef? I don't know.
Q-U-E-E-F.
Okay.
Queef.
Okay.
What is your favorite curse word?
I think you have to go with fuck, man.
Yeah.
So it's that old George Carlin bit where you go, it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective.
It's
so
everything.
Versatile. You have to go with fuck. Or, so my favorite curse word is either fuck or my ex-girlfriend's name. No, I'm kidding.
Boom, yeah.
Boom. Oh.
That's a four-letter word in any country. You got it.
Shit. All right.
I like the added comedy is so bad that it's funny.
Yeah, that's like, well, I'm purposely doing it. I'm not trying to actually write something funny here.
You could have gone with it and been like, no, I'm really trying to. All right, whatever. You don't have to be so dismissive. What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt?
I guess acting, because I haven't attempted that.
Yeah, you haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it. So I keep telling you to guess.
Man. I didn't take new pictures without the beard.
I really do believe that I'm a natural at it, that I would be anyways. But I really want to take classes. And like I've watched a lot of Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah.
And the only actor that has been on Inside the Actor's Studio that I've watched, and there's too many episodes that I haven't watched, but the only one that I've watched that the actor never got any formal training was, what's her name from Contact? What's her name?
Jodie Foster. Well, she started when she was a kid.
Yeah, and she's never taken a class, never got any formal training. And during her interview, she actually went through I use this kind of, like, I remember in this scene, I was thinking about this and thinking about that, and then Lipton was like, yeah, that's called the blah 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 process. And she's like, you see, I never knew that. I've never taken a fucking class. She always felt like I'm not as good as some people because she always, you know, self-conscious.
Yeah. Okay. What profession would you not like to do?
Porn fluffer.
Porn fluffer.
Yeah. I don't want to do that ever. I never ever want to go back to that. It's just porn fluffer. You just got to get some guy hard and be like, all right, here we go. You ready for? There's so many.
What kind of porn would you be the fluffer for?
Fluffers are fluffers, dude. They're not. They don't have to be.
But the guy has to get turned on by whatever's going on.
Like, well, if somebody's stroking your dick, you're gonna get hard. I don't care what you think is happening physically. You're gonna get hurt. I'll prove it to you right now.
No, please do not. I have been no, because I've been girls that have like been really unattracted, like not attracted to at all.
The fat girl.
No, I never got to that point with her. Thank God.
Because you would have gotten hard,
and then it would have questioned my entire life. But there was a girl that I was just like so turned off by that she was like a bitch and mean to me. And but then she was drunk, whatever. And I was just like so put off by it. And she was not attractive enough to get away with being that much of a bitch.
Right.
And I was just like, ugh. And at a certain point, I was just like, okay, you could stop now. And I was like, that's it. This was, I was at a party somewhere. I was like, this is done. This is not going to work.
Jesus, man. You've lived a good life, Mike. You lived a good life.
Are you
getting fucking jerked off? Jesus.
Look, realistically, yeah. You do crazy shit when you're young. But, we're getting away from the question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If heaven exists, what would you like God? What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The buffet is great, and you never gain weight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. You just want to eat whatever the fuck you want.
The buffet is great. You know, it reminds me of that movie with Albert Brooks.
Oh yeah. And what's it called? The Defending Your Life.
Yeah. And you just eat whatever you want, you never gain a pound. I'm like, yeah, that sounds. I've always thought about that. Every time I watch an episode of Inside the Actor's Studio, I'm like, that's
your answer.
That's my answer. Is that scene from that movie where you just eat whatever you want, as much as you want, and you never gain weight? I'm like, that's fucking great.
Wow, that's cool, man. I never really thought of that.
Because that's like,
well, I don't believe that. Yeah, no, it's gonna happen ever.
Right.
So,
but I really thought, wow, this is a great idea for a heaven. And that's not, in that movie, it wasn't even heaven. It was the limbo,
like the purgatory area.
Yeah. So, but I thought, I always thought that was great. I'm like, that's, what else is heaven? For a fat guy, what else is heaven? Like, hey, you got video games, and you got food, and you're never gonna gain weight. Nobody's gonna judge you for being who you are. You just.
This is one of those questions that come up with, like when I'm arguing with religious people, like, well, what do you think heaven is? And I'm like, I don't think heaven is anything.
Yeah, you don't think heaven
is. They're like, I'm like, what do you think is in heaven? And then they're like, streets paved with gold. And so I was like, but gold doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything in heaven. No, I think heaven is, I heard a Chinese, I'm not
is it like what dreams may come? Remember you?
That was awesome.
Yeah. Is it like awesome. That? Where you I always picture populate heaven, it with
I
your own.
Picture, yeah, with your own. I've never pictured the angels and the halos. Even as a kid, I never pictured that. And nobody's ever told me, hey, this is what, like, you know, I've had pastors and youth ministers, and I've never had anybody tell me this is what heaven is. They just, the word heaven to me is always like what you like. Like, if you like to read a bunch of comic books, play video games, and eat, that's what your heaven is.
Yeah.
And nobody would judge you for that. And your loved ones are there because your loved ones, meaning the people you love, not the people who are related to you by blood on earth.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because let's be honest with you. There are some dads who sexually harass and sexually abuse their kids. They're not going to be in heaven just because they're your loved ones.
What about the whole deathbed repentance thing?
I'm with if you. There's a difference.
Look, that's what I'm planning to do. That's all I'm saying. On my way out, I'm just going to be like, dear Lord.
But you can know, like,
I'm loopholing the fuck out of your religion.
Yeah, yeah. But to me, it's all about what. In that case, and this is again, I'm speaking way out of somebody who's just who practices in the religion, not somebody who is
super into the theology.
But from what my understanding is, if you are sincere in that, and you know, sincerity could come. You know, it only comes in one form. Really, you don't really go.
Because look,
kind of sincere.
If I could pick a heaven, wouldn't it be the Muslim heaven of the jihad heven, where like you got your 72, you got virgins. A bunch of women, and they're all fucking you, and isn't that great?
Yeah, but they're virgins. They're fucking rookies. They don't know how to do shit. They use their teeth. They fucking pull back too hard when they're giving you a hand job. You really want 72 of that?
Well, the technical virgin. I've been with plenty of quote unquote virgins who did everything else.
I don't consider them virgins. The ones that stick it in my ass.
Yeah.
No, those aren't virgins. No,
they what? No. By the
biology. God's not up there going, oh, are you fucked? Oh, it's just in the ass. Never mind. We're good then.
Oh,
we're good.
Okay.
We're fine.
Well,
fine.
It's not amazing against the. But I'm saying. I'm just saying.
My so point is, heaven has never been the streets paved with gold and the angels. And it's never been that. It's been the. I once heard a Chinese riddle say the difference between. He went to.
You mean you read a fortune cookie?
No. It was a riddle, and it said. He said that the guy visited heaven and hell, and they were both the same thing. They were both people sitting in circles with 10-foot long chopsticks. And the riddle was how can it be both heaven
right, and hell?
The answer is in hell they're trying to feed themselves with 10-foot long chopsticks, and they can never get there because the fucking chopsticks are 10 feet long. They
can't reach
the food. In heaven, they are feeding each other. That type of
so shit. You can reach.
So they could reach. Yeah, so you're reaching. You're sitting in a circle, and you're feeding somebody else, and somebody else is feeding you.
Right.
So my idea of heaven has always been whatever the fuck you like it. Like
that's kind of a cool idea.
That's always my thing. I've never been that. I've never been the Pearly White Gates. I've never been any of that. I've been like maybe the Pearly White Gates is just an entrance to a theme park. That's your favorite theme park is, and you hang out with.
That'd be cool. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fucking great if you walked in there and you just saw like, hey, Elvis Presley's performing. In the lounge.
Elvis Presley's not in heaven. He's definitely not in heaven.
Well, we shall not judge those.
Yeah.
That, you know, but.
Marrying a 16-year-old girl and dying of drugs and alcohol.
Well, he didn't die of drugs and alcohol. He died of a heart attack while he was in a crapper. He didn't die of drugs and alcohol.
Because he was taking too much drugs and alcohol.
Fat.
No, it's from the opiates.
Took into effect.
Yeah, it's all bad.
So, I don't know, whatever. But yeah. The 16-year-old thing doesn't... That's not immediate hell worthy if she's 16. Because people in the dark ages married people who were 16. And that wasn't a sin.
All right. I don't know.
No, but if nowadays, society standards, yes. 16-year-old is too young. In the days of Romeo and Juliet, you know, they were trying to marry her off because she was getting to be an old maid.
Yeah.
So
Get this old bitch out of here. Yeah, what's she doing? Living in my house at 17 years old. She should be having 3 kids by now.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
This guy.
I don't know why I made them talk like they're from New York. I don't know why that happened.
So that's.
Tell that bitch to have a cup of coffee over there with Romeo.
Well, fucking coffee will talk. All right. Yeah.
Tell that bitch to go. I don't know why she's a bitch now. Yeah. Tell that bitch daughter of yours that she's not married by the end of the week. She's out of the house.
By her fucking next birthday.
She needs to be married by her next fucking birthday. I'm telling that apothecary to mix up some strong ass poison. None of that fake dead shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right, you like that Shakespeare reference? And I used the word soliloquy in this podcast.
What?
Boom.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Boom.
Who says what's up, bro, is stupid?
What? Who says we's a bunch of uneducated fools? All right, so this has been a little bit longer podcast. We're going to try to wrap it up. Thank you guys for checking us out. We have a new Facebook page. What's up, bro? Has a new Facebook page. Make sure you search
Facebook.com/WooBroPod.
WooBroPod. WUBROPOD. Very much like the Twitter. Apparently, WooBro was taken.
By some guy whose name is WUBRO.
Yeah, literally WUBRO.
Yeah.
Search it. Look at Facebook.com/WUBRO. Look at Facebook.com/WUBROPOD. Uh-huh. Like us on Facebook.
Yes, do that first.
And then go to Facebook.com/WUBRO. WUBRO.
And then like him.
And please, because holy shit, there's somebody really
like
named
him.
That.
Yeah, sure.
I like him.
Yeah.
Mike has liked him, so you should like him too. But like WUBROPOD first. So you guys been great. Make sure to check us out on Twitter at WUBROPOD. At Nary Science, at Mike Mercadal. You guys have been great. Make sure you do that retweet and put some reviews on iTunes. Because that's how winning is done.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell your friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time.
can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Senora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay.